How's everybody doing?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Obviously, we got some work to do. We need to continue to get better in a lot of areas. I thought on offense, Robert did some good things with the first offense. I don't think we're world old yet, but I see potential of us being what I think we can be. I thought he played pretty well, did a good job of taking care of the ball and distributing the ball to some of our playmakers. And for the most part, I thought early in the game, protection was pretty good. Second half, I didn't think we played as well. To me, there was a huge drop-off. And there's some guys we got to get better. And we got to get them better in a hurry. I think on defense early, I think we're seeing a common theme that people are starting to run the ball at us pretty good. And we need to get that shored up fast. And obviously, we got to cover better. So we got some work to do with our football team, offensively and defensively. I thought special teams tonight did some things better. We just can't have penalties and those things. But at the same time, I thought there was some really good things. Can't miss a PAT, obviously, with Coons. But, I understand the process we're in, and we're just going to keep working at this thing.
What do you think Robert did better tonight than he did last week?
I thought he took care of the ball better. You know, obviously he didn't turn it over. We're in the scoring zone. He was able to make a huge play with him and Gary Barnage, you know, down the sideline. Where last week, you know, we're in a similar situation and it wasn't the right situation and we turned it over. So that's improvement to me. And I thought there was some consistency, you know, a little bit in the running game. I thought Crow did some good things running the ball. So I see signs of things that I need to see on offense as we continue to move forward.
Prager's getting open deep 2 weeks in a row. What does that do for your offense in terms of putting it out to the league that there's something there?
Oh, absolutely. It means they better back up. Because he'll run by you. You know, he's made some huge plays, but he's got to continue to get better. You know, he does. There was a couple times where, from a legal formation standpoint, could have been called, wasn't. But we got to make sure we shore all that up because the season's around the corner. We got to be much better than what we were tonight.
Ewan, prior to both the Roberts touchdown passes, he had big runs himself. Mm-hmm. Any apprehension on your part at all with that? Or do you think that's integral to setting up what he later?
No, I think both of them were called runs, you know, and he was smart. You know, he was able to take care of his team. What I mean by that, get on the ground. You know, you got to be out there playing, not standing next to me. And I think he's gotten that message, and he's handled that right. But I don't, you know, there's certain times we'll do certain things with him. But, again, we're going to let him play quarterback. You know, I think this guy is growing. I think we see it, and I think he'll continue to get better. Uh-huh.
You said you don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to coach that, you know. But again, it's something we got to fix. You know, that was disappointing, you know, to have the ball go over the quarterback's head. And I think that's the first thing he said to me. He said, Coach, I can't do that. You know, I think he gets it. But again, you know, he's young at the position, and we're going to keep working with him and getting better because I think he has the talent that we want. And obviously the most important thing is got to snap the ball first, and then he'll get that. It was very important. You know, I thought, you know, I wanted to see our guys in tough situations as tough as they are, and that was one. And we didn't handle that part of it real well, you know. We only had a couple plays in that situation, and we call one, we get a penalty. You know, we're in a legal formation. So that's unacceptable to me, you know, especially with our offense. That's something that should be cleaned up real quickly because that we shouldn't do that, can't do that, obviously.
What do you think the issue is with the run defense?
I think it's I think first and foremost everybody's got to just do their job, and I think what happens when you start springing a leak, everybody tries to cover up for another guy. I'm gonna cover up for this guy, and I think we need to do that better. But more so than that, I think we got to tackle better. You know, I think there was a lot of missed tackles tonight. You know, I'm can't wait to watch the tape to see exactly how many missed tackles we had. But we got to be a better tackling football team. So this is a work in progress. We get it. And we got to do it better in what we're doing it.
Can you talk about Carl Nassib? I mean, does he already seem to be just the kind of guy that's around the ball a lot?
He is. I mean, he makes plays. I mean, again, I thought our young defensive linemen, they fought. You know, Carl, a huge sack, knockdown fumble, sack fumble. I mean, the guy's doing some really good things. And he's going to be a good football player, obviously. And but again, you know, he's got to keep learning how we do things, how we go about our business on defense, and keep getting better. But he has the characteristics that we're looking for.
Uh-huh. Did you give any thought to playing him tonight, or do you think he's getting close, or what was the thought process?
Oh, I think he's very close. My thought was to get him and Josh both out there in pregame, and so they understand the process of how we do it. So hopefully next week they'll have opportunity to both be out there and play in a game.